Talk 104.1 and a good Monday morning, everyone. Ooh, a freeze warning until 9 o'clock. This is for Douglas, Ozark, and Wright counties. Everyone else, you're cool, don't worry. But there is a frost advisory for everyone else until 9. But look at that forecast. It's going to be a much cooler week. Chance of rain most days this week, in fact. We'll get into that coming up here in just a bit. The American Transmissions talk text line 447-KSGF. If you want to text in any messages, feel free to do so. You can always call in as well. Texting seems to be, well, it definitely is the preferred way of communicating. It's just a lot easier. You don't have to sit on hold and maybe not even get on air. It's just convenient. It's the way that we communicate now, isn't it? We are streaming video. That, sponsored by Springfield Wraps, who also designed the KSGF studio. You can watch us on Facebook, 104.1 Nick Reed. We are also on YouTube. And I think that's all that information you need to know right now. Earth Day is there? I don't even know what day Earth Day is. Has it happened?
I think so. I think it was Sunday?
Yeah, I don't... I think it's Saturday. I think it was Saturday. The reason I say that is because...
It was.
Okay. Someone had mentioned that there was a particular area that was doing a Friday celebration, and it was mentioned that, like, why are they doing it Friday instead of Saturday? Because Saturday is actually Earth Day, and so that's how I know that it was Saturday. But there's a great piece I thought I'd share, a reminder that Earth Day's founder was an Ivy League-educated woman-killing homicidal maniac. And a lot of people don't know the history of Ira Einhorn, the founder of Earth Day. The reason that I thought this piece was particularly interesting, well, a couple of reasons. One, I just find these things interesting oftentimes. There will be these events, these commemorative days that we are all just, without even thinking, supposed to celebrate. Earth Day is one of those days. I mean, it's non-controversial. Who doesn't love the Earth, right? But when did it start? Who started it? Has it been around since the Earth? No, it hasn't. In fact, there are many of you who are listening right now that you were alive before Earth Day ever even existed. So what of the person who founded Earth Day, got the ball rolling, this day that we all observe in our own ways? It also, the story, shows that if, for people on the left, as long as you push their political causes, they don't care what you do. Jeffrey Epstein was a perfect example of this. Now, once all of it became unavoidable, you had all of Epstein's associates distancing themselves. Same with Harvey Weinstein. But prior to that, they all knew. But these are left-wingers. And so as long as they possibly can, they will totally 100% support, no matter how horrible the people are. Because it's not about whether you're a good person. Whether you're good or not is defined by your political beliefs and your political activism. You could treat people like total trash. I mean, Clinton, as president of the United States, you had feminists on the left support him despite the fact that everyone knew, including by way of his own admissions, he treated women like objects. But he pushed a leftist political agenda, so that's the price women had to pay. Ira Einhorn treated one woman in particular like total trash, in fact, up to and including keeping her corpse stored away like it was trash. But they continued to support him. It also highlights the hypocrisy of so many people on the left that will claim we should not observe certain holidays, or we should look at Columbus Day, for example. Why are we supposed to no longer acknowledge Columbus Day? Well, because Christopher Columbus was a bad person. Well, the founder of Earth Day was a horrible person. A literal, actual murderer by his own hands. So why do we not cancel that? Well, again, because it was a leftist. The only moral compass that people have on the left is whether or not somebody is an enemy or an ally, do they push my belief system? Do they support my belief system? Do they fall lockstep, lack any diversity whatsoever, and believe that we should all live by my rules? And as long as they do, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want to women. You can do whatever you want to children. You can do whatever you want to the environment. Fly around in a private jet all over the place as long as you are preaching carbon credits. All that being said, coming up, I'm going to share the piece. A reminder that Earth Day's founder was an Ivy League educated woman-killing homicidal maniac. Jason Reimer first with the latest news update.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey obtaining a $27,000 judgment against a defunct car dealership in Lebanon. Bailey trying to recoup losses for people who bought cars but never got certificates of title or promised warranty work from Variety Autos. That judgment covers the losses for eight drivers. The dealership was owned by Marcus Hill. He's currently in the Laclede County Jail on numerous felony charges. Missouri lawmakers considering legislation that would make people exonerated of a crime in Missouri eligible for restitution. State law only allows anyone freed from prison based on DNA evidence to receive restitution. The Department of Public Safety in Missouri approving more than 400 grants totaling over $6 million for law enforcement, fire service, and EMS providers across the state. And Bed Bath & Beyond has filed for bankruptcy protection. The home goods chain says it will start an orderly wind down of its operations, including eventually closing its stores while seeking a buyer for all or some of its businesses. For now, the company's 360 Bed Bath & Beyond stores and 120 Bye Bye Baby sites, as well as its websites, will remain open. I'm Jason Reimer, Springfield's Talk 104.1.
All right, so that first alert forecast freeze warning until 9 for Douglas, Ozark, Wright counties. Frost advisory for everyone else until 9 a.m. Sunny, 65 for a high today with a slight chance of rain tonight, low of 45. 40% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 60. Wednesday, again, a 40% chance of rain with a high of 63. And Thursday, chance of rain, high of 60.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Earth Day was Saturday, and given that the left, politically speaking, seems to be really obsessed with, you know, who's responsible for this, who founded that, should we... You know, if they were a bad person by today's standards, then we should no longer observe or acknowledge. Earth Day, however, demonstrates once again the total and complete hypocrisy of people on the left. Earth Day, a day set aside to honor the planet, advocate conservation, and promote responsible environmental practices, was celebrated over the weekend. The official theme for this year's festivities was Invest in Our Planet. But while the day's intentions appear noble, it is little more than radical environmentalist propaganda. However, none of this should be surprising given that the founder of Earth Day, Ira Einhorn, an extremist left-wing activist who cared so much about saving people's lives, he murdered his then-girlfriend in cold blood. Like myself, the author writes, Einhorn attended the University of Pennsylvania. While studying here, he began a romantic relationship with Holly Maddox, a graduate of the Philadelphia area Bryn Mawr College. The couple dated for 5 years before Maddox allegedly ended the romance. Einhorn subsequently murdered her in a heinous act of rage after he was dumped. As if this wasn't gruesome enough, Einhorn hid Maddox's body in a trunk in his apartment for a year and a half. This is the man who founded Earth Day. Einhorn's crime was only discovered after decomposed human body liquids and foul smells plagued neighboring tenants, causing them to complain. Police investigated the issue and found Maddox's decayed corpse in a chest closet at Einhorn's apartment. and he was arrested and officially charged with her murder. But despite his crime, wealthy white liberal elitists rushed to his defense. A contingent of luminaries praised him. Ivy League professors, an Episcopalian minister, corporate executives who fundraised with Einhorn. Former U.S. Senator Arlen Specter represented him in court. Barbara Bronfman, an heiress to the Seagram liquor fortune, paid his bail. Thanks to Bronfman, Einhorn skipped town while on bail and fled to Europe, where he remained free for over two decades. It wasn't until 1993 that Philadelphia's district attorney office tried Einhorn in absentia and convicted him. Einhorn was found in France in 1997, but that country refused to extradite him and demanded a new trial. He persuaded French courts only to return him to the U.S. if he was granted a new trial. Einhorn remained free for four more years until July 2001, when the French government returned him to Pennsylvania. He was tried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison on October 17, 2002. He died in jail in 2020. It's important to note that wealthy, powerful, and influential left-wingers did everything they could to keep a murderous psychopath out of jail. Why? Because of Einhorn's influence in peddling radical environmentalism to the masses. The decomposed corpse of his former lover in a trunk in a Philadelphia apartment was less important than protecting Einhorn because of his extremist fanatical politics. Again, this is the man who founded Earth Day, and these are the kinds of people who supported him and his leftist political and ideological whims. Einhorn, a member of the counterculture pantheon, one of the founders of the environmentalist movement, and an icon of the liberal intelligentsia, was a deranged murderer. He preached peace and love to his left-wing hippie friends in the 60s and 70s, only to commit a gruesome murder of an innocent, unsuspecting woman. The rabid environmentalism on the left frequently warn of the planet's destruction because of irresponsible human activity. They regularly preach forthcoming doom and warn of the deaths of millions of people, yet more people died in Einhorn's Philadelphia apartment than any of the numerous hysterical but repeatedly disproven claims of alleged impending environmental disasters. This hypocrisy is a common theme among radical left-wing political activists, though most do not turn out to be bloodthirsty maniacs like Einhorn. But they supported Einhorn, defended his character, testified that he was a great man even after Maddox's body was found in his apartment. These are the depths to which left-wing activists will go to defend their allies. Einhorn's crimes and all of his left-wing accomplices who helped keep him free warrant the cancellation of Earth Day. Caring about the planet is a noble pursuit, and there are other ways to honor pursuing those goals. However, none of it should be tainted with the horrific acts of a radical, murderous left-wing wacko. Get rid of Earth Day and instead celebrate Earth. Now, again, I bring this to you for a couple of reasons. One, I just think that there's an interesting history there that we are unaware of. So many. This approach is the approach that is taken consistently by the left, at least of those that are not considered allies. How many days are we supposed to cancel? How many different statues are all supposed to come down because the person had questionable moral character? How many people have been canceled because they, 30 years ago, made some sort of comment that resurfaced? Now, of course, the people that are always forced to have their names removed from buildings, have their memory erased from history, are people that did not push the leftist agenda. Whether it's somebody like Harvey Weinstein, somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, somebody like Ira Einhorn,
the left will rally around these individuals. Now, it became politically and socially expedient to turn back the back on Weinstein, and so eventually they did, to turn it into another left-wing movement that somehow they attempted to use against conservatives and Republicans. But the one thing that was known, or that would be revealed, and it was that everyone knew who he was. Everyone knew who Jeffrey Epstein was. In fact, I think it was the Washington Examiner over the week, or I forget which news site it was, but they found a video that resurfaced from just a couple of years ago. It was some sort of panel discussion, and it was Cindy McCain, late Senator John McCain's widow. And somehow the Jeffrey Epstein thing came up, and she said, "We all knew. Everyone knew what Jeffrey Epstein was doing. This was not a surprise. Everyone knew who he was. Everyone knew exactly what he was doing. But he was a left-winger." And it's the same with Ira Einhorn, and as noted here, it wasn't even after it was revealed that he was a murderer, they all still rallied to his cause. Of all the people to not, quote, cancel, of all the events that were founded by, Margaret Sanger's another great example of this. No, they keep her as quiet as possible, but Planned Parenthood is something they still promote, despite the fact that it was founded by an individual that wanted to cleanse the world of black people, among others. To the point where even today, disproportionately, the abortion-providing Planned Parenthoods are in black neighborhoods. But ultimately, the cause is for the left. So embrace, support, and promote.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty, for all of your home buying and home selling needs. She is a fantastic resource, extremely knowledgeable of the day-to-day, hour-by-hour market conditions in the area. And if you are thinking about putting your house on the market, wondering how much it is worth, don't make any alterations that are going to put you out financially because you think that's what's necessary in order to sell your home. There are certain things that you may think are going to help you get more money out of your home that may not. There are certain things that you may think are going to help you sell your home faster, and they may not. They may, but this is where you need Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty, to advise you, and she does a tremendous job of that. That way you can sell it as quickly and for as much as possible, or if you're looking to buy, be in the best position as a buyer possible. It's Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty. The government is still covering up the manifesto of the trans shooter in Nashville. And they appear to be none too happy that there was a 13-page manifesto that was uncovered by the Daily Mail from the Louisville, Kentucky bank shooter. But what we do know about that 13-page manifesto is politically speaking, it was somebody that outside of politics was depressed, wanted to die, but he wanted to do it in a way that would help bring about more gun control laws. He was really going to show them that it's just too easy and that there needs to be more strict gun control laws. And so what is it that some politicians do, and they're primarily in the Democrat Party, exactly what the killer wants? Can we not for a moment stop and think about the implications of that? If you want more gun control laws, just go out and shoot as many people as possible, and one political party in particular will ask you, when you say jump, they'll say how high. Is that really the best message to send? That if you want greater gun control laws. At least you want the Democrats to go out there and to put, and you want to give them ammunition, if you will, to push for that cause, go out and kill as many people as possible. I don't think that's a very good message. It's not a very wise way to go about responding to people who are wanting a certain thing accomplished. To demonstrate that shooting, and the more people you shoot, the greater push will be able to get out there and to, you know, get that message out there, to push it even greater. I mean, the higher the body count, the more we can do your bidding. We've got to get a traffic update here. We get extremely mixed signals in this country, coming particularly from the Democrat Party, the same people who, of course, would consistently repeat this message after January 6th. That's not how you get things. That's not how we do things in this country. That's not what you told Black Lives Matter. That's not what you told Antifa. In fact, the message that was sent to them is keep it up. What's your cause? We'll echo it. We'll promote it. We'll do what we can to get it done. Is it any wonder that with a greater frequency we see people on the left act out in violent fashion? They're learning that if you are on the left, that's how you get what you want. And not only will it accomplish your goals in many instances, you will be praised and held up like some sort of great activist. You can fundraise off of it, buy mansions with the money. Have the Vice President of the United States help fundraise to bail you out of jail. The Tennessee Three, these lawmakers that literally called for violence after help leading the storming of the Capitol, not an insurrection, of course, mostly peaceful protesting, with a bullhorn, saying no action, no peace. They're invited to the White House to be praised. The message from the media and the Democrat Party is very, very, very clear. If you are a leftist and you want your left-wing goals achieved, carry out acts of violence or encourage others to do so, you will be praised as a hero. There's a traffic update. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
First Alert forecast sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvement. Got a freeze warning till 9 for Douglas, Ozark, Wright counties. Frost advisory until 9 for the rest of the Ozarks. Sunny 65 today, 45 tonight with a slight chance of rain. Chance of rain 60 tomorrow, Wednesday. Chance of rain high of 63. The Louisville, Kentucky National Bank shooter suffered, it sounds as if he had some depression issues. He did leave a manifesto. The area that would fall under the banner of politics was his desire to get more strict gun control laws enacted. And apparently, there's at least one political party that cannot wait to do his bidding for him. I happen to believe this is not a good idea. I don't believe that if somebody wants to have change come about and their way of getting it done is to go kill as many people as possible, I don't think it's a good idea then to say, oh, well, we'd better do this. Look at the way that the right reacted in the 90s when there were a couple of instances successfully targeting abortion clinics and abortion doctors. What if Republicans had dealt with that the same way that Democrats deal with gun control laws when somebody commits murders wanting more gun control laws? That would have meant that Republicans would have immediately said, we have to ban abortion in order to stop these things from happening. We've got to just to stop it. That is our response to that. That's why we're doing it. It's to make sure that these abortion doctors are no longer targeted. And so, of course, you would not do that because that's rewarding the behavior. It's the same reason that theoretically you don't give in to terrorists. You don't give in to terrorist demands because you give in to their demands and then they make more demands. Instead, what they managed to do while still holding a pro-life position was to make it very, 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 very clear that that is absolutely unacceptable behavior. And you will get absolutely no support from the pro-life community. We will not excuse it. We will not say, well, I guess we should probably listen to this person. Otherwise, there might be more shootings. And do you know what the result was? It stopped. The targeted attacks of the abortion clinics stopped. Incidentally, it's the opposite approach that's being taken by the Biden administration when it comes to those who are attacking pro-life pregnancy centers. Democrats still trash all over those centers, claim they're putting women's lives in danger, continue and ramp up the rhetoric that leads to the attacks. Whenever the shooting in Nashville occurred, instead of universal, particularly from those on the left, the same political ideology of the shooter, instead of standing up and saying, unacceptable, you get absolutely no support, full stop. We hear, well, of course we condemn it, but this is the only way some people can have their voices heard. This is the result of all of the extreme Republican anti-trans legislation, so we'd better do what this person wanted. We'd better stop passing laws to protect kids so that we don't force people within the transgender community to take the only route that they know. You see the difference in approach? The approach in the mid-90s from conservatives, their reaction to those who felt that they were carrying out the cause, it was this universal condemnation that sent the message, no. That is not something that you are going to get any support. We condemn you 100%. They isolate them. And it stopped. I'll look at the riots that took place during the Summer of Love, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. We saw what that response was. Oh, what do you want? Defund the police? By God, we're going to get right on that. It started with the taking down of statues. We want statues taken down, so we're going to riot. We're going to vandalize. And you had Democrats tripping over themselves to reward the behavior, to demonstrate you want those things done. That's how you do it. And you even had some Republicans give in. By the way, Nikki Haley was one of those. Mention her because, of course, she's running for the Republican nomination. She was governor of South Carolina, and she had the statue moved out of public view because that's what the rioters wanted. Rioters want names taken off of buildings that have connections to an unsavory past. Oh, you want that? You're going to riot to get it? Well, by gosh, we can't get the name off fast enough for you. Gosh, let's defund the police. Oh, that's what you want? You want police defunded? All right. How much? Totally. Havsies. Let us know. We'll do it. And then with January 6th, of course, which doesn't even belong in the same category of this amount of violence, killings, and vandalism that was done by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. But nonetheless, Democrats were just aghast, telling us that that's not how you get things done in this country. Oh, really? Because that's the message you'd been sending for the prior 2 years. That's exactly how you get things done. And so we've got the national bank shooter in Louisville, Kentucky. 13-page manifesto that, among other things, wants more gun control laws. And so what do Democrats... Oh, that. What do you want? More gun control laws? By gosh. Thanks for the marketing material. Do you think it makes it more or less likely that there will be other shootings? When people who want more gun control laws carry out mass shootings, and that is used as leverage to get more gun control laws, do we think that makes it more or less likely? I think we all know the answers. I think it was the weekend before last was the anniversary, it seems like. Such a odd term to use for a tragic event, but the Boston Marathon bombing. And there, I've noted this in the past because I remember it made such an impression on my mind. And there was this manhunt that was going on, you may recall, for the bombers. And they were like these tanks. It looked like Bosnia or something at the time, these neighborhoods, these homes, and you had people full-blown military fatigue going door to door. And essentially, we were operating in a manner that you had no right to tell those that were going door to door that you couldn't come into my home. I mean, it was just all your property rights, all of your Fourth Amendment rights are totally and completely suspended for this period of time. And I recall, for whatever reason in my mind, it was Biden, but it could have been Obama. It was certainly somebody from the Obama administration releasing a statement or giving a speech in which he was declaring, we will not let these people change who we are. And it was a split screen. And while... Again, either Biden or Obama, for whatever reason in my mind, it's Biden that was saying it, that we will not let these people change who we are. And then on the left side of the screen, you're seeing military, all of this imagery going to, I'm like, that's exactly what you're letting them do. That's exactly. We won't let people change who we are. 9/11 was another tremendous example of this. We're not going to let them change who we are. There was no one in my lifetime that has had a more profound change and alteration to this country and our freedom and our liberty than the 9/11 hijackers because of the reaction from our government. And it's... almost with an eerie consistency, when the people in charge make this declaration, we're not going to let them change who we are, at the same time, they're doing exactly that. Fundamentally altering the recognition of our liberties and our rights. In other words, giving them exactly what they want. And I would suggest that that's not... an effective way to get them to stop.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
An NBC News poll showing that Democrat President Joe Biden trails a generic Republican significantly. That means any Republican whatsoever. This ahead of his expected campaign launch this week, a major setback for the incumbent president who's likely to seek a second term. You know what's odd? I guess it shouldn't be. Maybe it isn't, but it should be. I see these polling numbers, and I'm watching Chuck Todd talking about this isn't good for a president that's running for re-election, and you know, where you have the vast majority of independent, you know, voters. They're just like, no, this is not going well. That, to me, in no way, shape, or form translates to what the outcome of the election is going to be. And I realize that I really, truly, genuinely have no confidence in our elections any longer. I mean, I know it. But that was somewhat of, I guess, a little light bulb moment where I was like, man, I really don't have confidence. Not even thinking about it. There's that deliberate thought process where you might look at the poll numbers and be like, oh, this is good news. If things hold steady this way, then Biden will be out of there. But then you start thinking and you're like, well, but this and but that. And then the last election. And so, man, I don't know. I don't even think, oh, this is good news. I'm like, well, and the thing is, everyone knew last time when he was running that this guy's hiding in the basement. He's incoherent. He's run for president twice before, had to drop out both times because he was so absolutely incompetent and such a liar. He plagiarizes stuff left and right. Everyone knows that he's almost a caricature of what it is that everyone in America claims they hate about politicians, and he still won. Now you're saying, but he didn't really win. Well, whatever. Whatever the reason, whether he did, didn't, point is, when I see these poll numbers and I see NBC News or other time, boy, this is not good news for him. I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's irrelevant. It is, to me, some people say, oh, you election denier. All right, whatever, shut up. Just what we know. Just even last week alone. You have the Biden administration handing out top-level jobs to people who knowingly lied on an open letter to the world falsely claiming that they believe that laptop was Russian disinformation. You have a former CIA director admitting in testimony, yeah, I did it to try to get Biden to win. And yet you will still have Democrats say, well, I mean, where's the proof? I hear that constantly. Even at times on The Five, which is the only news program I can really stand to actually watch. And you'll have Geraldo or whomever the Democrat is like, well, I mean, how come none of these people have been arrested? Well, that's the point, because it's corrupt. They're corrupt. The system's corrupt. It's run by corrupt people. See the headline over the weekend. Oh, Hunter Biden's attorneys are meeting with the DOJ. Oh, well, that gives me a lot of confidence. I mean, you've got witnesses everywhere. You have whistleblowers everywhere. Now you got even one of the guys that signed on to the letter, former CIA director of the CIA, in testimony, saying Blinken, the guy that would be given a top-level job. Well, we know how he got that job. Spearheaded it while working on Biden's campaign. And then that piece of trash Biden standing up during that debate and well, I mean, 51 members of the community, the intelligence community, they all said, like, this was just some new bit of information that he learned when it was his campaign. The FBI lying to the FISA courts. All of this stuff. And but if you believe that our elections aren't 100% pure and honest, well, you're a danger to democracy. Are you out of your mind? To me, you have to be detached from reality to believe that that stuff isn't at the very least possible. Rigging of these elections. Just given the factual, undisputed information that we've learned over the past couple of years. Traffic update, I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
You know, I got myself distracted talking about these polling numbers and whether they're relevant. Nonetheless, this NBC News poll did sort of a generic matchup. If Biden's a nominee and we don't know who the Republican nominee is, for whom would you support? 41% said they probably or definitely would vote for Biden in November of 2024. I don't know what the breakdown is between probably and definitely, but I don't know what sort of madman you have to be to say, I'd definitely vote for that guy. And I guess maybe if you're the communist Chinese or sex traffickers. In contrast, if Biden is the Democrat nominee, 47% of respondents said they'll vote probably or definitely for whomever the other person is, regardless of who they are. Just anybody but Biden. We've got news coming up in 60 seconds. The American Transmissions Talk and Text Line 447-KSGF. I'm Nick Reed.